Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Abuse comes in many forms, from physical to sexual, emotional, and even spiritual abuse. Today, we're talking with Dale and Faith Ingram of Speaking Truth in Love Ministries in Edison, New York.
When we started this ministry back in 2008, I'd been a pastor since 1983. And I realized that I had been, I tell people, 95% ignorant about the issue of abuse, meaning I could give you the definition of abuse. And if I think back, I've probably known a few people that have been abused. But other than that, I was very ignorant. I had no idea how pervasive it is. People are abused in public. People are abused at family gatherings. People are abused in the church itself. It's horrific what's happening. And that's really one of the compelling factors for us going into this, doing our ministry, was the realization of how little we knew.
Wow. Well, I appreciate what you're doing. For those that are stuck indoors, maybe they're living with an abuser right now. I mean, we've heard about domestic violence rising during the COVID shutdown and the stay-at-home orders. What advice do you have for somebody who's in that situation where they know they are with an abuser, or maybe they suspect that they might be with an abuser who's mentally or emotionally abusive?
This is a really hard time because they're in isolation a lot of times with their abuser, and they may be trapped. It may be hard for them to reach out to a hotline or to a friend to tell somebody, but they need to look for an opportunity to get help, to find resources that are available to get them to a place of safety. And during this time, it's probably is one of the hardest times because my dad was very abusive to my mom. He wasn't physically abusive, but very emotionally abusive, and her escape was work. So then when you don't have that, where either your abuser goes to work and he or she is away from you, or you go to work and then you have some time apart. But right now, abusers, they have a captive audience, so to speak.
Yeah,
so,
and it's just, frankly, miserable for those mostly women that are in that situation right now. I've even heard, I think, one of the states, whether it was New York or Pennsylvania, that opened up a line where you could text for help. I guess in that situation, you would want to text for help, and then you'd want to delete your texts if you could somehow, right? So you're not caught and then abused more.
Yeah, and I don't have that number, but I think it was even text love or something. It wasn't something obvious.
Yeah, that's smart. I think this is an important issue, and it's not talked about enough.
As far as advice for the victim, it's try to get to a place of safety. And it could be calling law enforcement, and even if you have to go to a shelter, if you have a friend, a safe family member you can go to be with, but get to a place of safety. But then I think there's a powerful message to Christians and to the church that needs to happen, and that is we need to be standing up for the abused. I mean, think of all the scriptures that talk about standing up for the fatherless, the widows, the weak, the oppressed. And what often happens in churches is they put their arms around the offender and they turn against the victim and the children. Faith and I can tell you story after story after story in our fundamental churches where this stuff's happening and women feel trapped in an abusive relationship for a variety of reasons. It can be financial, but oftentimes it's because they feel the condemnation if they get out of that, that their church and maybe even their family members are going to turn against them.
Yeah, they need a safe place. You're so right on that. A number of years ago, I took a class, and I remember hearing this lady say that whenever she moved somewhere new, she never let people know where she physically lived, because she was afraid her abuser would find out.
Right.
If you could tell everyone again the name of your ministry and where they can find out more about what you're doing to help educate people.
The name of our ministry is Speaking Truth in Love Ministries. And they can go to our website, which is speakingtruthandlove.org. And there's more information there, some of Faith's stories there. We would love to go into churches. We'll go in and do a Sunday morning service. We'll do a full weekend conference Friday night, Saturday, speak in church on Sunday. We'll do a one-day seminar. We're really flexible, but this subject needs to be talked about in churches, and everybody needs to hear it. We've done seminars where All of the children have been there as well. We're not graphic in what we talk about. Even when Faith shares a story, it's powerful, but we're not graphic.
Do you happen to use role-playing in those presentations for people to tell the difference between what's abusive and what's healthy?
We don't do role-playing. Faith and I usually get up as a team, and we have PowerPoint presentations that deal with a pretty wide range of topics, from the impact of abuse to the different types of abuse. So it's very educational. We bring a lot of statistics, but we try to always have a biblical perspective. Ultimately, God's the healer.
Right.
But it's a lifelong process for abuse survivors.
That's Dale and Faith Ingram of Speaking Truth in Love Ministries. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.